Jesus and the Devil, Satan. Some people brought a man to Jesus who was blind and could not talk because he had a demon. Jesus healed the man, so he was able to talk and see. The crowd of people who saw this were all amazed and wondered if Jesus was the Son of David, the Messiah. The Pharisees heard the people talking about this, and they replied, "Jesus drives out demons only because Satan, who rules the demons, gives Jesus the power to do so." Jesus knew what they were thinking, and so he said to them, "Any country that divides itself into groups which fight each other will be brought to desolation. And any town or family that divides itself into groups which fight each other will bring ruin to the town or to the family. They shall not stand. So if Satan is casting out Satan, he is divided against himself, and how can his kingdom stand? You say that I drive out demons because Satan gives me the power to do so. By whose power do your followers drive out demons with? Let them be the ones to judge you. But if I drive out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. No one can break into a strong man's house and take away his belongings unless he first ties up the strong man, then he can rob his house." Jesus leaves no middle ground by telling them, "He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me those people who would enter the kingdom of heaven sends them away from God. For this reason I tell you, people can be forgiven any sin and any evil thing they say, but whoever says evil things against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. Anyone who says something against the Son of Man can be forgiven, but whoever says something against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, now or ever." Jesus said this because some people were saying, "He has an evil spirit in him." Know a tree by its fruit. You can tell the condition of a tree by its fruit. A good tree bears good fruit, and a bad tree bears bad fruit. You snakes, how can you say good things when you are evil? For the thoughts that are in the mind and the heart are spoken by the mouth. The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him, and the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him. You can be sure that on the judgment day, everyone will have to give an account of every careless word he has ever spoken. Your words will be used to judge you, to declare you either innocent or guilty. The return of the evil spirit. Jesus talks about driving out a demon. When an evil spirit goes out of a person, it travels over dry country looking for a place to rest. If it can't find one, it says to itself, "I will go back to my house." So it goes back and finds the house empty, clean, and all fixed up. Then it goes out and brings along 7 other spirits even worse than itself, and they come and they live there. So when it is all over, that person is in worse shape than he was at the beginning. This is what will happen to the evil people of this day. Author's note: if the light of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit comes into a heart where there is darkness, the darkness will flee and not return. This reading has been from the New Testament, the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verses 22 through 37 and 43 through 45. It's also found in the book of Mark, chapter 3, verses 20 through 30, and in the book of Luke, chapter 11, verses 14 through 26.